Listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. The group behind the Stadium 2.0 project are teasing an exciting funding announcement in the coming days. Now that a Hobart Stadium is a near certainty thanks to Labor's backflip, the competition is ramping up. While Sport Minister Nick Street has voiced his opposition to the 2.0 project, Dean Winter has urged the government to be open to both options. The second option would be a stadium with a roof, plus apartments, a hospital, supermarket, restaurants and more, with a $2.3 billion cost expected to be paid for privately. The federal government is yet to respond to the findings of the supermarket price gouging inquiry. The national probe wrapped up yesterday with several recommendations put forward, including new powers to break up the Coles and Woolworths duopoly. Tassie Greens Senator Nick McKim, who led the inquiry, has told the project, "We need to make price gouging illegal."
What this means, if it was introduced, is that corporations could not just arbitrarily put up prices because they can or because they just want to, without facing consequences from the courts.
Police now believe a fire at a Claremont home on Monday night was lit by a Molotov cocktail. A man was home at the time. Fortunately, he was able to escape unhurt. Investigations continue. Hobart Hurricanes player Nikhil Chowdhury is expected to return to the side the coming BBL season. He failed to tell Cricket Tasmania he was subject to an assault trial, though he was later acquitted of all charges. And Mona's Ladies Lounge won't close despite an anti-discrimination body ruling it had to let men enter. Part of the lounge will be turned into a change room with a special toilet en route that only ladies will be able to use. To sport now, and Bulldogs players are standing by Luke Beveridge. Midfielder Adam Treloar insists the embattled coach hasn't lost the support of the playing group.
We love playing for him. He bleeds red, white and blue. He's a Bulldog man. Me personally, I love playing for him. I think he's a great coach and a great human being.